Title of my sermon is Two Gates, Two Ways, Two Destinations. Every single person has choices to make. You made choices this morning. You will make choices throughout the day. And your choice will determine how the rest of the day plays out, in some cases how the rest of your life plays out. And some choices you make will determine where you spend eternity. The scriptures that we read this morning talk about that every person has a choice to make as to what gate they go through, as to what way they walk on, and to what destination they end up in. The scriptures talk about a wide gate and a narrow gate. They talk about a broad way and a narrow way. And they talk about a place of destruction and a place of life. And so my message this morning is really simple. I want to ask you the question, which gate have you chosen? Your choice of gate determines the way that you're on. And the gate and the way that you're on are going to determine where you will end up. But you get to make the choice. And so I'm going to start at the destination and work my way back through the way to the gate. You see, first of all, there's only two destinations available in eternity. You are going to end up in that place of destruction, or you are going to end up in that place of life. Now, many people say, well, no, preacher, when I die, my life is going to end. That is not true. When you die, your body will lay in the grave, but there is a part of you, your soul, that's going to live forever. And that soul is going to live in one of two places. It's either going to live in heaven or in hell. And once you go to those places, there's no way that you can get out. Now, nobody would want to get out of heaven. But there will be people that want to get out of hell. We read about one of them in Luke chapter 16. The rich man died, went to hell. And there's some people today that will lie to you and tell you that when you get to hell, there's a way out of hell. This morning, I'd like to stick a big pin in that bubble. Once you enter hell, there is no way out. And so you better make sure you don't go there. Because you're not going to get out once you get there. And it's going to last forever. It'll be eternal. You will live in the destination you end up with forever and ever and ever. Now, God has made both of those destinations. God actually made hell. He made it as a place of punishment for Satan and the angels that rebelled against him when Lucifer rose up and said, I want to be like God. I want to sit on God's throne. I want to be high like God is. And the Bible says when he rebelled against God, he took a third of the angels in heaven with him. And God prepared hell to punish Satan and all the angels, but he'll use it to punish those that reject Jesus Christ. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about hell. Some people think that hell is a figment of people's imagination. Some people think God's so loving that he will never send anybody to hell. Again, those are lies from Satan. Hell is a real place. And a just God has every right to punish people in hell if we reject the way that he's provided for us to escape that place. Hell is a place of fire. It's a place of darkness. It's a bottomless pit. Started to say a bottomless fit. I don't know what that is, but it's a bottomless pit. It's a place where the worm dieth not, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It'll be a place that once you go there, you'll want to die. I mean, you will want your existence to end, but it never will. It's a place where you will beg for just a drop of water. That's what the rich man did in Luke chapter, over there in Luke. He looked up and he saw across a great chasm, he saw Father Abraham and a beggar named Lazarus, who he knew in his life. And he begged Father Abraham, said, hey, just send Lazarus, help, just have him get one little drop of water on his finger and come and touch the end of my tongue. And Abraham said, oh no, that's not possible. There's a great gulf that separates us, and nobody crosses that gulf. And once you're in hell, you'll long for water. You'll long to die. You'll long to escape that place, but there's no escape. After you've been there for just a couple of seconds, I'm not talking about a minute, I'm not talking about an hour. After you've been there for a couple of seconds, you will look back on your life and you will say, I wish I made a different choice. I wish I would have gone through a different gate. It's a place of eternal destruction. Now, that place was made by God. But heaven was also made by God. In fact, Jesus is in heaven right now working on it for you and I. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. That's what Jesus is doing now. Heaven was made as a place of reward for God's children, those who have received Jesus as their Savior. It's a place where the street is made out of gold. The most precious metal we have here on earth is going to be the paving material in heaven. The walls and the foundations of heaven will be made out of precious stones. Again, the gems that we think are valuable down here that cost a lot of money, God will use as construction material in heaven. There will be no night in heaven. There will be no pain in heaven. There will be no fear in heaven. There will be no sickness in heaven. There will be no tears in heaven. It'll be a place of rejoicing. It'll be a place of worship. It'll be a place of singing. It'll be a place of eating. And we won't have to worry about cholesterol and fats. We're talking about chocolate chip cookies in Sunday school this morning. We can eat all we want with ice cream and not have to worry about it. The banqueting table will be set. His banner over us will be love. It'll be a place of eternal life. Now listen, as I've described it, there's not one reasonable person as they look at the choices they have. Hell on one hand, heaven on the other hand. There's not one reasonable person that would say, I'd rather go to hell. Why would anybody say that? Only a fool would pick heaven over hell. Only a fool would go to that place of eternal destruction as opposed to that place of eternal life. Only a fool. What's your choice this morning? What destination have you chosen? You say, well, Pastor, I haven't made that choice. Hey, to not choose heaven means you choose hell. You see, you might say, well, I'm not ready to make that decision yet. Well, you've already made it. If you died in the next few moments having not chosen heaven, you will go to hell. God's not going to give you a second chance. That's where you're going to end up. So I ask you again, what destination have you chosen? Most people here this morning, they've made the wise choice. They've chosen heaven. They said, I want to go and live with God in that place that He's prepared for me. I hope that's your choice. And if you haven't made it, I encourage you to make it right now. Amen. Choose heaven over hell. So there's two destinations. There's two ways. You see, there's two ways that we go. One way we go leads to destruction. One way we go leads to life. They're described in these verses that we read as a broad way and a narrow way. On the broad way, you can do anything you want. You can do anything you want. On the narrow way, you can do anything you want too. The only thing, our want-tos have been changed. Some people say, well, I don't like to be a Christian because I won't be able to do everything I want to do. Yes, you can. I can do everything I want to do. Now, my want-tos are different than when I got saved. But broad and narrow way, there's no difference in what you get to do. A lot of people say, well, I don't want the narrow way because there's lots of rules, there's lots of restrictions, there's lots of things, there's a lot of thou shalt's and there's a lot of thou shalt not. And they say, I can't have any fun on the narrow way. Well, I want to tell you something this morning. I've lived on the narrow way for almost 40 years. I don't think I've missed any fun that the world has to offer. I went to bed last night, and I woke up this morning just as happy as the person that went to the bar, happier probably than the person that went to the bar last night, happier than the person that got drunk last night, happier than the person that went out and had a night of riotous living. I woke up with a clean conscience and a pure heart, no regrets. I did everything I wanted to do. Well, I did not do everything I wanted to do last night. Patty made chocolate chip cookies right before we went to bed, and I only ate two. She only made four, and she had to eat the other two. But I did everything I wanted to do last night, and I woke up a happy person this morning. I did. Don't let people lie to you. Don't let people tell you the narrow way. And people say, well, I want to enjoy the journey. I want to enjoy the journey. I want to be able to do whatever I want to do. I want to satisfy my own fleshly desires. I want to enjoy the journey. Yeah, but what about the destination? You see, you may get to enjoy the journey, although I will debate that with you. You may think that you enjoy the journey better than I do, but you're going to end up in a terrible destination. I tell you what, I'm enjoying the journey, and I'm going to enjoy the destination. And so can you. Don't let the world lie to you. A Christian life is a life of joy. The world will try to tell you, oh no, it's a life of thou shalt not, and thou shalt, and you got to obey all these rules. Obeying the rules is not what gets us on the narrow way to life. Coming through the gate is. You see, there's two gates, two ways, two destinations. They all start with two gates. One of the gates is described as wide. That's because there's so many people that go through that gate. On that wide or that broad way, the Bible says there's lots of people that go that way. The other gate is described as a narrow gate. And we go through that narrow gate, and on that narrow way, the Bible says only a few find it. And so the wide gate and the narrow gate determines what way you end up on and determines the destination you end up in. Now let me just be real clear. The narrow gate is Jesus Christ. He said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Paul and Silas talking to the religious leaders about they were under arrest for preaching Jesus. And they said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The narrow gate is Jesus Christ. If you want to get on the narrow way that leads to life, you have to come through Jesus Christ. Now, the wide gate is anything else. Anything else that you think can get you right with God. It could include good deeds. It could include the Lord's Supper that we took this morning. It could include baptism, which we're going to do in a minute. Now, Lord's Supper is good. Baptism is good. But taking the Lord's Supper is not the narrow gate. Getting baptized is not the narrow gate. The narrow gate is Jesus Christ. You may try to work your way to God with good works. You may try to work your way to God with good deeds. But anything that you try to do apart from Jesus Christ, it is a broad gate that leads to a wide way that leads to destruction. The only gate that leads to the narrow way that leads to life is Jesus Christ. So again, let me ask you, and this is the question of the morning. This is the question of the hour. What gate have you chosen to go through? If you haven't chosen the narrow gate, then you've gone through the broad one. You've gone through the wide one. If you have not chosen Jesus, you've made a choice to go through that wide gate on the broad way that leads to destruction. And so this morning, here's the message. One simple invitation. Come to the narrow gate. Come to Jesus Christ. Mary Ann sang it for us a moment ago. He gave his life for ours. We were sinners. Our sin separates us from God. There's nothing that we can do. It's not of works, the Bible says, to pay for that sin. But what we could not do for ourselves, Jesus did for us on Calvary. As he hung on the cross, God the Father put all of my sins and all of your sins on his Son. He paid the price for our sins. He paid the debt that we owe. And because he paid that debt, God's justice is satisfied. And God can offer to every person the gift of life. The gift of heaven. Would you choose that narrow gate this morning? Most of you already have. Praise God you made that choice. But in a crowd this size, there's got to be some that have never made that choice. Listen, you never made that. You say, I don't want to make that choice. I didn't come this morning to make that choice. Doesn't matter what you came, how you came. Doesn't matter what your intent was when you came. You're going to make a choice this morning. If you've never received Jesus Christ, you're either going to choose to receive him or you're going to choose to reject him. Sorry. We should have put a sign up by the door. Don't come in this morning unless you're willing to make a choice. Because you're going to make a choice. You either receive him or you reject him. There's no sitting on the fence. There's no deciding later. You will decide right now. And so the question is, what will you do with Jesus? He died for you. He paid the price for your sins. If you'll come and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to that place of destruction, that place called hell. But I believe that you died for my sins. And right now I'm asking you to be my Savior. He'll save you. He'll save you. If you'll come in just a minute, I'll have somebody take the Bible and show you exactly that the Bible says that's how you come to Jesus. If you haven't come, would you come this morning? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the simplicity of the gospel. We're sinners, and that sin separates us from you, but Jesus paid for all our sin, and you can offer to us the gift of a reconciliation with you. You can offer to us a life eternal in that place called heaven. Not because of us, but because of what Jesus did for us. And I pray if there's even just one person here this morning that's never received Christ as their Savior, that right now, in this very moment, they would see their sin, how that sin separates them from you, and see Jesus as the only bridge, the only way to overcome that gap that exists between their God and them. Help them to make that choice this morning to come to that narrow gate. Get on that narrow way that leads to life. I pray for the many Christians that are here. Help us, as we talked about in Sunday school, to enjoy the journey. You came not to give us just life, eternal life, but abundant life. And I pray that we wouldn't miss any of the blessings that you have for us as we live on this earth. So bless this time of invitation. Use it, Father, to build your kingdom. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.